Scott Gordon, also known as Herb Crasher, is Portland Normal Director, Normal National Organization for Reform Marijuana Laws, 420 radio host, Herb Age Designs founder, and righteously cool brother. Give it up to Herb Crasher.
Yeah, thanks so much. What's up, Seattle Hemp Fest? 25th, so exciting. What an amazing community. You know, I got busted back in 1988 with 0.5 tenths of a gram. And that kind of brought me into this movement, that and Black Sabbath. And it was one of those things where, you know, it made me angry, man. It made me want to do something. And so I was able to, ended up going west, unbelievably able to vote for Proposition 215 in California back in 96, 97 to get this thing going. And it was so amazing to be a part of that. And then to move up to Oregon and be a part of the whole medical marijuana program there, as I was on the board of directors for Oregon Normal for many years, and we really solidified a great medical program there all the way to legalization now in 2014. And I mentioned myself getting busted because here we're now in 2016, and we still got a college kid. He was 19 years old in Oregon, and he got busted with a gram of weed. And that's a legal state. And so it was like, that story really resonated to me and showed me, you know, and it's within the past couple weeks you've been hearing a lot about the DEA and Schedule One. I mean, are you guys cool with us being brothers and cousins with heroin? I mean, no way. And this kid, he wouldn't even have got busted if it wasn't a Schedule One drug, because it's federal. This was a federal deal. And so Schedule One played a part, as it always does in this whole prohibition thing. They ignore science, they ignore things that's going on. And so it's just something that we've got to continue to fight on. As Vivian mentioned, I'm executive director for Portland Normal, and I still do that because I still think activism is important. It's amazing how our community's changed and where we're going right now, and you and me, we're making this happen, cannabis and where we're going, but activism is still so important. I like to look at it as we're in this, like, this details stage, you know? You made your pies and stuff, but now we've got to figure out how it works and what's going to happen with it. And is it going to be them, or is it going to be us to figure out? And so I know for us in Oregon, we're having that problem, and in Washington, they're having that problem. So activism is really, really important. So we've got to keep on. I definitely, definitely encourage all of you guys to stay active. This protest vote right here, 25 years going on strong, we need to keep it active because it helps us. It's like the water. It's like the water. It brings us together. The water brings us all together. You know, this water here and the rivers and the canals. Whether we're hot on Friday, can't breathe, you offer your brother a bottle of water. Or if you got a bong and you fill that thing with water, you offer him a hit. So, you know, water is one of those things, and Seattle Hemp Fest is like one of those things. Vivian also mentioned I'm 420 Radio. I have a show and producer of 420 Radio because I love music. I love rock and roll, man, and metal and all kinds of good things, you know. Bob Marley was great, man. He did so much for our community and Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead. But, you know, we also have Black Sabbath doing Sweetly. And so the heavy metal community and the rock and roll community has always been a part of this too. And so that's what we do at 420 Radio. We love to bring the cannabis community together and the rock and roll music community together. We love bluegrass, we love it all, because bluegrass, heavy metal, rock, we all have strings and we all like to burn weed too. Vivian also mentioned that Herb Age Designs, vendor 425, established in 2003. Way down there at the end on a little table, and I've been coming to Seattle Hemp Fest ever since. And I've got my company right down there. I felt it was important back in those times. We needed more business. We needed more than just bongs and pipes. I love bongs and pipes. I'm a bong dude. If you guys come find me, I'll hit your bongs, so don't be taking it wrong. But we needed industry. We needed business. I had art. Yeah, I love pipes too. I'll come hit your pipe in a minute. But yeah, you know, it's like we needed business, we needed art, we needed innovation, because that's who we are. We are innovators. We create our own destiny. That's what we've done so far. That's why we're here in 2016, legalized here in Washington, legalized in Oregon, and about to be legalized in California. And we did that. We did that. This whole oil industry going on right now, we did that, man. We created that. Freaking nails and all this. We created that. You know, that's how it works, man. We create this. So you guys got to remember that where we're going is we create that. Like in Oregon right now, we voted in 2014 for a certain system. Well, our suits and the industry and maybe who else comes in, and they're kind of guiding our laws right now. No, we need to be involved in that. So Portland Normal is definitely going to be involved. We're going to be active in 2017, and I really encourage all you guys to definitely be involved in this cannabis industry as well. I want to thank Vivian McPeak and all the Seattle Hemp Fest folks. Please support the vendors that drive from all over. They come out here. So many great vendors have great products. This staff, 25 years. Let's bring this back to 26 years, Seattle. Give 10 bucks! Yeah! Or walk up to Vivian and give him 420. Take care, dudes. I'm Herb Thrasher!
All right. That's some heavy metal magic coming for that, brah.